The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
And it is. And joining us to discuss the body in the snow, the trial of Karen Reed, the voice of reason on that documentary, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. I was watching it the night, I didn't even know you were on it. And all of a sudden, like, hey, it's Jen. And my God, that was an interesting 5 hours of content that the Unsolved Mysteries people put out. Overall, a very, I thought, balanced documentary on the whole case. But my God, talk about a masterclass in what not to do when you're on trial for murder and what not to say into cameras. Now that you've seen the whole thing, Jen, in its entirety, gosh, what was your take on this?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when you film these, you really only know your part.
Yeah.
And even though you might know other people are going to be on it, you have no idea how it's going to flow. And I have to say, having done so many of these, this production staff, the producers, the director, I just thought they were so professional and really wanted to portray a balanced type of documentary. And they did their darndest. And then Karen Reed decided to deep six it with being herself. It was so interesting. They gave her so much time. About 75%, I would say, of the show is either Yannetti, Alan Jackson, or her, and Liza Little able to say their side of things. And it just came off. You just could not stand her. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
And I've heard many people have that same reflection.
I don't think this did her any favors by any stretch of the imagination. And it's funny because all week I've been talking about this, and we're talking about the case, but we're not even talking about the case anymore. We're not even talking about did she hit him, did she not. It's her character that we really got to see a deep dive on. And that character does not present well. It comes across extremely narcissistic. It comes across very much cold, little to no empathy. And I get to a certain extent, you know, she can't win. Everybody's going to criticize this or that. But and after years of going through this, you probably do get a little tone deaf to everything. But the level of it's like this of just utter not having humanistic responses to your boyfriend who's dead and their family and their friends and just utter lack of empathy. Gosh, it was almost spooky.
Yeah, there were certainly a couple of points that really stuck out for me when she talked about the fact, which we all knew, that there was a order where she couldn't be around the family, which, mm-hmm. you know, the family had asked for.
Sure.
But to not go to his gravesite ever, mm-hmm. to never, I mean, this was a 2-year-long relationship. Yes, we know it was on the rocks. Yes, yeah. we know it was about to be over. Yes, we know she was seeking out at least one other man mm-hmm. that we got to see those juicy text messages. But gosh, to just have no seeming, love or missing him. The only thing she cried about was herself.
Yeah. Yeah. I found it interesting, her verbiage in some of these things, especially there was a scene where she's watching John at his car get in, and like that's the last time he gets in the car. And I just thought, oh, what a poor guy. The lack of empathy, like who speaks like this of, well, poor guy, that's the guy you supposedly love and you're in this relationship with, and didn't seem to have the emotion that one would have for someone that you care about.
Yeah. And, you know, I will say this there, even though obviously across the line, a lot of people that, murder or otherwise even accidentally murder, which I still think in this case, I think she threw it in reverse on purpose. I think she backed into him on purpose. I really don't think she thought she could kill him. Yeah. I think she thought he was kind of this big, invincible guy. And quote, she says it, I looked and he didn't look like he was mortally wounded. I really don't think she meant him to die per se. But of course, the reason she's charged with second degree murder is anyone with any education knows if you put an SUV in reverse and go 24 miles an hour and gun it and hit somebody, it's reasonable to know that they could die.
Yeah. What was your take on, she contradicts herself so many times in this documentary, sometimes even in the same sentence, talking about having no knowledge, about not having very good memory when she's drunk, to being utterly sure of herself that she did not hit John O'Keefe, to earlier saying, well, could I? Did I? I mean, in current time, she seems like she's still kind of working these things through her brain and trying to determine what actually happened. The fact that she's still all over the road with this, I don't believe, how does she so confidently have this attitude of, I watched him get into the house and that's new. And just prior to that, she didn't even realize she was at the house. You had, you know, someone telling her, Jen McCabe saying, you didn't leave him at the waterfall because that's what she originally thought. You were in front of my house. And suddenly she has memory of this in great detail. That I found to be very contradicting.
Well, I think there's two things that could be going on here. One is wet brain. Yeah. You know, people who drink and drink and drink to those types of levels, when you think 7 drinks in a couple hours, is normal for a 100-pound, 110-pound woman, that doesn't have an effect on your brain when you do it on a daily basis. I mean, I thought it was so funny in the docuseries where she said, "God, I'm so exhausted. I just need to start drinking," or was it that effect? I just had to giggle when she said that. Time for a drink.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do wonder if she suffers from wet brain, where you literally can't exactly remember. Mm-hmm. And so that is one way to explain about five different stories and versions that she's told to varying degrees of confidence, as you said. And then the other thing is, and she points this out, she says, "Listen, it's all about saving me." She made it very clear there was nothing off limits that she would do. Like, morality's out the door. We're going to do anything we can to save me.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.